Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, John Jackson, you must be some real mama's boy. I tell you what, I knew you'd be gone next week for Christmas, but you're already gone for Christmas, already back home in North Carolina. Hey, either way, great to have you on the show on this Tuesday. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Good morning. I have to be back here at least twice a year because you have to make sure that the still is putting out so many gallons a day, and I have to keep on my boys. I mean, that stuff has got to keep running. I mean, we got that revenue stream that we have to stay on top of.
Mama's moonshine, keeping the family up and running for the Yeah, well, how are things going back there? Are you staying up on the news? Are you staying up on Twitter? Are you keeping your podcast going in the meantime?
Oh, yeah, we did a big Spaces last night and constantly trying to stay on top of it. You know, in the Trump era, the news is entertainment, and it is coming out sometimes by the hour. You can miss half a day and feel like you're completely behind.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was just thinking, too, you know, it's December 17th. It's getting to the end of the year. It's time for us to do your annual performance review, John. We have to do the year. We have to, you know, review your performance this year. But we're not just going to review your performance, John. I want you to know, and I'm going to throw you on hold here for just a second since you're on the phone line so you can hear this audio. I want you to know that I have conducted my own performance review as well. And the results are now in. Let me see if I can share this with you here. Let's see here. Here we go.
I would give myself, I hate to do it, but I will do it. I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
All right, there we go, John. That's my performance review. What's your performance review?
I used to hate those. You get those every year with the federal government. You know, when you sit down and the boss immediately lets out a big exhale, you know, like, okay, so here we go. You know, he's dreading giving you your performance review because you were responsible for him getting his ass chewed about six times last year, and so he's mad at you over it.
See, now contrast your, you know, federal government experience was like, John, we got a complaint. See, now on the flip side, this is the most unwoke hour of the week. So, John, I kind of feel like if we didn't get one complaint by the end of the hour, we failed. You have not done your job, and that's going to be noted on your performance review.
I know we really got to run the new guy through his paces, don't we? Travis operated over there like a cat on a hot tin roof, but we got to get the new guy, up to speed on that red button.
I was going to say, did we tell Caden how this whole red button thing works? I don't know if he's been stretching, if he's been flexing the arm just in case we need to put that red button to work. The red button used to be known as the cough button, but it's used for other purposes when John Jackson is in the house. That's right. It's the most unwoke hour of the week. John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house. We'll see what he wants to talk about right after this. Plus, we're taking your phone calls as well. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Most of us are too busy with our daily lives to pay much attention to what economists argue about. But one of those arguments has gotten a lot quieter since COVID. That's something called secular stagnation hypothesis. Economist Larry Summers famously declared about 8 years ago that the world's largest economies all suffered from stubbornly low growth rates, even with low inflation and with interest rates near zero. In other words, the conditions for investing and making bets on the future were excellent, yet no one was making those bets. You certainly saw that in Europe and Japan, and even to some extent in the U.S. But COVID, and more specifically COVID spending and inflation, turned it all upside down. Interest rates are higher, inflation is all around, even if a bit tamer, and growth in the U.S. at least has surged ahead. The policy needs of today are no longer trying to kickstart an economy that won't grow. It's taming the inflation monster that spending and growth have given us. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Actor Jamie Foxx recently opening up about a near-fatal experience that sidelined him last year. According to Variety magazine, the Oscar and Grammy winner suffered a brain bleed. In his new comedy special, Foxx shared the details of the life-threatening medical emergency. The 56-year-old says back in April, he was having a bad headache when he blacked out. Doctors said Foxx was having a brain bleed that has led to a stroke, and that if they didn't operate on him as soon as possible, he would die. He did recover from the brain bleed, Foxx later learning he'd lost consciousness for almost 3 weeks. The Cleveland Clinic describes a brain bleed as a type of stroke. It causes blood to pool between your brain and skull, which stops oxygen from reaching your brain. Treatments include surgery and medications, depending on the severity and location of the bleed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Foxx News.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I just talked with John during the break, and we got a bunch of different stuff we want to talk about. We're going to save the Canada conversation for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Yeah, Donald J. Trump absolutely trolling Justin Trudeau, the pretty little prime minister up there. We're going to save that one for the next hour of the show as the Joker sticks with us. John, I got to ask you first. Did you see this story? I think I might have shared it with you. This story about CNN and this CNN reporter who thought she was being such a hero. She thought she was saving this Syrian prisoner. And it turns out that's the guy that actually tortured people inside the prison. But boy, she thought she was such a hero, and CNN ran with the story.
Yeah, and we don't buy that at all. I mean, nobody buys that at all, that she got duped. I think she pulled the Anderson Cooper. You remember when Anderson Cooper, in that one flood, went over and stood in like 3 foot of water, and then they pan over and everything around him is dry? This was a setup. This was a complete setup, and she was freaking in on it. You know, you see in the video, this guy, they act like they're saving him from this Syrian prison, and they go in, and the guy gets up out of these covers, and he's wearing clean clothes. His hair is groomed. His fingernails are clean. And you're like, okay, this guy's been in a Assad prison? Come on, man.
Yeah, and then you see the screenshot. So the New York Post has this story. Prisoner that CNN helped free from Syrian prison was actually notorious Assad regime torturer. And then End Wokeness points out that the Syrian prisoner freed by CNN last
Fox
week.
Fox News commentary.
All right, sorry for that background noise there for a second. The Syrian prisoner freed by CNN last week is Salama Mohammed Salama, the notorious Assad regime torturer. But you look at the screenshots. Here's this guy. He's holding her hand. He's got his arm around her. This guy is in so close. It looks like Joe Biden is sniffing the woman.
And as we know, they are guilty of this all the time. Staged theater. That's what these people do. So I don't believe for a second that she was duped. I mean, she was in on it.
All right. What else do you got scribbled on your list there back home in North Carolina today?
Well, if you saw here about a week ago, Trump had posted out through social that anybody overseas who was willing to invest over $1 billion in the United States, he's going to clear the tracks for you. He says we're promising to clear all the regulations out, expedite all the permits, expedite it. We're going to clear it away for you. Well, boom, next thing you know, you got this SoftBank CEO by the name of Masayoshi Son down at Mar-a-Lago yesterday who just popped up and said, yeah, we're going to invest $100 billion in the United States.
That's with a
B. And I think that's just the billion dollars. That's just the opening shot right there. I think you're going to see this all across the board. You're going to see people, not only U.S. people bringing their money back in, but foreign people wanting to invest now because they see that Trump is, with Trump coming back in, the United States is open for business again.
Yeah, I think that is definitely one of the storylines. The other thing, though, that I would caution, though, is, and I think Trump's got eyes wide open on this. I feel like Donald J. Trump, when he meets with some of these people, he's smiling. Not the SoftBank guy. I mean, that they sound like friendlies, right? Our friends from Japan. But I'm talking about some of these guys. Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, I'll give $1 million to your inaugural fund. Okay. Yeah. Good for you, buddy. I think Meta and Facebook can pony up a heck of a lot more than that, especially given the censorship that they're conducting against conservative content on their platform, especially given how he took part in the scam in the 2020 elections. $1 million, really, that's all? You better step it up there, Zuck. And then the guy Jeff Bezos from Amazon is going to head down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring here later this week. I think Trump is looking at some of these people. You know, he's smiling and he's shaking their hands, but it's like that great quote that the generals would have on the wall in Camp Ramadi back in 2005 and 2006. And I'm not sharing it exactly as it was written. I think General Mattis used this quote as well. It's basically smile, be courteous, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet. That basically, like, okay, smile, be courteous, be polite to these people, shake hands, smile and wave, boys. But at the end of the day, realize that these people might be smiling and shaking your hand, but that doesn't mean they're your friend. They might just be trying to kill you with kindness and looking for ways to undermine you.
Yeah, and I think my initial reaction to that is, say, with Bezos, if you watch what he's done over the last year, he's been for a year now trying to make amends with Trump, and I don't see what he's done in the past that is so heinous, other than being a Democrat. I mean, obviously he's a Democrat, owns the Washington Post and all that. But Zuckerberg, I mean, what he did to this country, you know, particularly in the 2020 election, and still continues to do with all of his censorship and his outright partnership with the deep state, that he wants to come in with $1 million here and try to be friends when he funded Joe Biden's election steal in 2020 to the tune of, what, $400 million? He wants to come in here now for $1 million? No, I don't think so, bro. Don't even take his phone call until he ponies up $1 billion.
I do wonder, though. Well, first, it's interesting about Bezos. Wasn't he the billionaire that fled Washington because he was so sick of the higher taxes? So, yeah, maybe he's waking up a little bit more. Maybe Zuckerberg actually does want to be one of the cool kids. I remember seeing him down at UFC 300 in Vegas, and I was like, maybe Zuckerberg actually wants to be one of the cool kids now.
Securing America.
Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Toro spoke Monday at the 11th Annual Women, Peace, and Security Symposium held at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. The secretary stressing that the role of women in the military is not just expanding, it's necessary.
We are stronger when we welcome every qualified patriot who is eager to serve. That's not just a matter of national principle. It's a matter of national security.
Secretary Del Toro adding,
we must promote and institutionalize women's meaningful participation in all spaces and processes where national security decisions are made.
He says the Navy is a good example of doing just that.
From the depths of the oceans to the skies above and the rugged terrain of the battlefield, Women today fill our most vital and critical roles.
Del Toro says that the women who serve these days are true role models. Kim Wilski, Fox News.
It's already coming to Montana. So think about it this way. You pay taxes on hotel rooms. You pay taxes on rental cars. So do the tourists. But then your taxpayer dollars are spent in other cities and other states to bring even more tourists to Montana. What if we use that money to lower your property taxes instead? We're going to talk about that on Friday's Montana Talks. But first, Tuesday, we got the Joker in the house taking your calls and more.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. If you want to message us on the Montana Talks app as well, we'll try to share your message. Unless you send us like 12 messages in 5 minutes, we're probably not going to get to every one of those messages. But keep them coming nonetheless because they're entertaining and informing. But we may not be able to read every message that comes across the screen here. All right. John Jackson, the Joker from X, on the phone lines with us today as we take your phone calls as well. So, John, you know, when you're in studio, you can hear all the audio clips and everything. So I might have to throw you on hold when we take another caller, et cetera, but that's all right. It's just great to have you on the show here this morning. Hey, John, what's your take on, man, there's a couple of different things I want to get your take on. First, the border wall. President Trump, you know, is calling out the Biden regime for there's materials for building the border wall that, of course, Joe Biden has just left on the sidelines. And now apparently he is selling it for next to nothing prices because he wants to make it harder for Donald Trump to build that wall. And he wants to make it more expensive. So this seems to be a clear-cut example of Joe Biden and the Biden regime deliberately trying to undermine the next president of the United States. Now, I would say that some of those materials probably are not in the best condition and can be sold at a lower rate. I think the Texas lieutenant governor is the one who acknowledge that point. But I think it's also true that the Biden regime is deliberately undermining Donald Trump.
Yeah, I've seen comments from people on Twitter that have actually been there and touched these things and says that they're in perfect condition. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them. And what did you see in this election? The American people told Washington they had two major issues. One was illegal immigration, another was the economy. That's the thing everybody voted on. And what does the Biden regime do as soon as they're out? Now they are trying to intentionally obstruct Donald Trump from continuing to build the wall and stop the illegal immigration. You've seen a consistent theme out there on social media from the right, and I think it is dead on here. The left hates you. That's what they're doing here. They don't care that you told them they want that you want illegal immigration stopped. They do not care at all what you think. They hate you, and they're intentionally, when they're doing this right now, they're intentionally obstructing you, the American voter.
Jeff and Victor sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Jeff says, "I think Trump should announce that anyone purchasing any materials from the wall has until inauguration to remove those materials, or they will be considered abandoned and the government will take possession. The buyer will also be responsible for moving the materials and the equipment to do so." That's from Jeff and Victor. I also want to get your take on the drones over Jersey. Sounds like a Hallmark Christmas movie, Drones Over Jersey. I want to get your take on that. But first, let's sneak in another caller here. We've got Tim in Billings on the line. Tim, what's your thoughts?
Good morning, gentlemen. So I think that, and I think this is something you could get bipartisan support on, I think there should be a some sort of legislation, maybe even a constitutional amendment to where if you have a lame duck administration like we have now, from the time that the election results are announced to Inauguration Day, the president loses his power of pardon, because the people that Joe Biden is pardoning and the people that they are talking about possibly pardoning, they deserve the punishment that they did and are going to get. And it's despicable. And I think that if you have any rational people, which we know the left is not rational, but they know that they're going to probably likely, you know, get into office again, that they should just lose the ability to pardon people like this judge that got millions of dollars of kickbacks and was sentenced to prison time for that, for sending people to a private prison. Things like this.
Sending kids. Wasn't he sending kids? This guy was getting paid to sell kids, basically.
Yep.
And that guy got a pardon from Joe Biden. That's pretty curious, isn't it? Especially given everything the Biden regime has been accused of with their dealings with China and more. No, great point from Tim and Billings. The other thing, John, you probably heard about the mayor of Dixon, Illinois? She defrauded the city of millions of dollars so she could buy fancy horses. And he let her out of prison early. What's the reasoning for that one? But then Donald Trump Jr., this was several days ago now, he exposed a real egregious one. Donald Trump Jr. said this: why on earth would Joe Biden commute / pardon a Chinese national in jail for possessing 47,000 child porn images? Oh, unless the Chinese Communist Party has a lot more info on the Biden crime family. There's so much more to this that needs to come out. That was from Donald Trump Jr. on X.
They didn't pick these names out of a hat. This is a replay of the Billy Bob Clinton regime. If you remember, on his way out the door, Billy Bob Clinton pardoned, I forget how many people, and it took the media and investigators a hot second to find that almost every single one of them had paid. They had paid for these pardons. And I bet you when all is said and done, we're going to find out that every one of these people have paid in some way or another the Biden regime. Now, I know that might come as a shock to y'all, because up till now, the Biden regime has been completely ethical in how they have conducted themselves. And, of course, they would be far above taking any kind of payment for people, for any kind of pay-to-play, as you know, Aaron. But I'm thinking
his name is Hunter.
Here, you know, just a hunch.
Yeah, why would any of these Chinese folks get a pardon from Joe Biden? Do we even need to answer that question at this point? I mean, give me a break. All right, let's see. Back into the phone lines we go. You know, we were talking about how it's time for John's annual performance review. I give myself an A+. The mighty Human Z, you know, he does a podcast with John Jackson on Rumble behind enemy lines. It sounds like Z wants to conduct a little performance review of his own. Z, thanks for calling in.
Great Lakes greetings, gentlemen. Remember, though, I don't know if anyone's been through those 360 performance reviews. They were terrible because everyone took shots at you, and it sort of counted, but it didn't count. And I don't know how the hell that worked, but it was just awful. And it was all anonymous too. About, you know, sometimes I didn't listen, you know, because I was more concentrated on, you know, winning the company money, you know, as opposed to, you know, worrying about people's feelings. But that's how I roll. But here's the thing on the podcast, you know, I roll in. I have a specific parking spot for my electric bike, you know, and John's truck is in there every single freaking time. And the other thing is that he leaves the coffee pots on with just, you know, just a sipful in it, and it burns on the bottom.
Oh, that's
it's terrible. A+, I don't know, A something, I don't know.
That's outrageous. By the way, speaking of that, I just went to go. John wasn't here to make my coffee for me. I don't know if he's ever made coffee for us. I went in to grab some more coffee, and so I got to make a fresh pot of some 82 Coffee Company coffee out of Dillon, Montana, vis-a-vis Afghanistan. So I got a nice fresh cup of coffee going right here. John, man, you're taking the commander's parking spot. Don't you see the commander's parking only sign? And then you're not if you kill the Joe, you make some mo. Come on, man.
Don't you love, you ever get that last half inch that's in the coffee pot that's been, maybe it's sitting there a day and it's cold. But like, say you are in a rush, you got to get back to the mic, you got to get back to your phone call or whatever you got to do, and you got to pour that in your cup and drink it, and you take that first sip of it, you're like, oh, good Lord.
That's all baked. But my favorite part is when the coffee just starts brewing, and you wait for like that first little half, not the last half inch that's getting burned to the bottom, but that first half inch, that first little half inch of coffee out of the pot is like nectar. Oh, man, it's like the strongest, thickest, boldest coffee you will get. And by the way, if you haven't tried, so Caden, our producer here on this show, you know, he also works at a coffee shop during the week, so he'll bring in some coffee. He makes some killer coffee. So that's going in his performance review. A negative mark for John, but a positive mark for Caden. You're down one, John.
I'll tell you what, do you know that place? It's in Billings. Called the Sassy Biscuit. I mean, they make gourmet breakfasts. I mean, you want to get a coffee, man? Go in there and get the Mexican mocha in that place. That thing is just too good.
Oh yeah, that place is cool. I finally went there with the family after church one Sunday, and it's great. Yeah, Marine Corps wife started that company when her husband was assigned in Billings working for the Marines, and so my wife got to meet her along with Karen Pence when she was. I forget what you call the spouse. Would it be the second lady, the spouse of the vice president? Let's see. Back into the phone lines we go here. Yeah, when she had visited Billings, Montana back in the day, she, you know, did a lot of things for military spouses and military families, et cetera. Mike in Bozeman on the phone lines. Mike, what's going on?
I wanted to comment on your interview with the gentleman, Bruner. I can't remember his first name, but the Sierra Bruner Group.
Yeah.
His intelligence work that he provides. I was so impressed with his commentary in your interview that evening. I spent well over an hour on their website looking at all of their articles that they had. And there was upwards of 100 of them there between 2023 and 2024, and I primarily was scrolling through and looking at anything that he had written pertaining to Trinidad and Aragua, and that was a major subject that you folks talked about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, hold that thought. Hey, Mike, stand by. I'll come back to you after the break. I want to find out what stood out to you from what you read. Yeah, talking about Trinidad and Aragua, the Venezuelan gang.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Most of us are too busy with our daily lives to pay much attention to what economists argue about. But one of those arguments has gotten a lot quieter since COVID. That's something called secular stagnation hypothesis. Economist Larry Summers famously declared about 8 years ago that the world's largest economies all suffered from stubbornly low growth rates, even with low inflation and with interest rates near zero. In other words, the conditions for investing and making bets on the future were excellent, yet no one was making those bets. You certainly saw that in Europe and Japan, and even to some extent in the U.S. But COVID, and more specifically COVID spending and inflation, turned it all upside down. Interest rates are higher. Inflation is all around, even if a bit tamer, and growth in the U.S. at least has surged ahead. The policy needs of today are no longer trying to kickstart an economy that won't grow. It's taming the inflation monster that spending and growth have given us. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, great phone call here from Mike in Bozeman. So for those of you who missed it, I think it was last week sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, maybe the week before, we had Daniel Bruner on the show. He's a former FBI Hispanic gang expert. And so Trende Aragua is a gang that he has followed very closely. So he's very knowledgeable on TDA, Trende Aragua. And it was kind of a follow-up conversation to another great conversation we had with Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA here in Montana, before Thanksgiving. But great insight. Well, first off, from the interview, what stood out to you, Mike? And then based off of some of his reports that he's got on his Bruner Sierra group, what stood out to you there as well?
The propensity for violence in this gang, up to and including a history in some areas of beheading people. And the thing that really came to me after I had some time to think about it is when ICE goes after these guys, they're going to be wanting to run and hide. And I can't imagine that they're not going to try and mix in with our reservation citizens and to camouflage themselves as much as they can. And I can't imagine that they're not going to be trying to take hostages to cause people to try and provide cover under the threat of violence to family or their home or the citizen themselves. And I am really uneasy about what could happen when ICE starts coming after these guys in Montana, let alone in other areas around the Rocky Mountain West where we have Indian reservations.
Yeah, the thing that most stood out to me, and I've got it now as a write-up on our Montana Talks website, was, you know, I was talking with him about how, you know, I was traveling the state, and I would go to all these cafes and these coffee shops and these restaurants, and there were just a bunch of delivery drivers, food delivery drivers like DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever all these food delivery services are, right? And there was a few that didn't speak English. And so I remember asking one guy in particular, oh, where are you from? And he said, Venezuela. And so I was talking offline with Daniel Bruner, and I said, well, you know, because he was making the point that you got to be careful not to just assume that anybody from Venezuela is bad or anybody who's Hispanic is a cartel member or a Trende Aragua member or something like that. Right. Common sense stuff that most of us get. And so I said, well, you know, case in point, you know, I ran into these food delivery drivers, and one of them said he was from Venezuela. Actually, I had more than one say that he was from Venezuela, and I found that very interesting. And he says, ooh, actually, I would be concerned about that. And John Jackson, I don't know if you heard that conversation, but he made the point that Trende Aragua specializes in home invasions and burglaries, and so they will sometimes, now it's not to say that every one of these drivers that are from Venezuela is doing that, but he said that TDA members will get jobs for food delivery services so they can case out a potential target.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes across the spectrum, not just for these gangs like Trende Aragua. You've got criminal organizations across the country that will do that. And I saw a video that's out there on Twitter of a gang. Because the video was from a Ring door camera, and they approached this woman's house with jackets on, pretending to be, I believe it was the utility company.
And she comes and opens the door, and boom, they're in the door. It was a home invasion. And really, it's when it comes to answering your front door, I see that just like clicking on an email or clicking on a text you get. If you didn't ask those people to come here, if you look out your peer out, of course, never just open your door. First peer out and see who's there. And if that person is unknown to you and you didn't ask them to come over, do not open that door. Tell them to go away. I mean, that's just the era we're in right now, particularly if you're in any kind of big blue city.
Well, and frankly, any city anymore, really, or you know, big towns in Montana. It's like, yeah, if you don't know who's at your door, why do you need to answer your door? It's just like, if I don't know who's calling me, or heck, even if I do know who's calling me, why do I need to answer my phone? I've been talking on the phone all morning. Why do I want to talk on my phone for the rest of the day, too? You know what I'm saying? Why do we feel like we have to open the door for somebody, you know?
The beautiful thing, too, that's a great thing also about having a dog. You know, I have a big Labrador Retriever, and anybody even steps up on my front porch, and that dog is barking like a 200-pound St. Bernard. Roof! And, I mean, anybody that thought that maybe they would think about coming in my house, they hear that bark, and they're like, okay, next house.
We got this little dog that's loud, and, man, you would think that thing was so tough. And then, you know, it's a beagle blend, so they're just some of the loudest dogs out there. You know, just they'll bark at anything walking past them like crazy. They talk all tough, but then she's afraid of the cat. It's like, oh, you big wuss. Come on. You're like these people that pop off on the internet, and then they see you in person, and oh, hey. They're so nice all of a sudden. All right, well, John, back to your performance review here. App Patriot Girl in Charlotte says that North Carolina gives John an A-plus on his performance review. So another A-plus for you there, John. Now, our Mondakistan Bureau Chief, Tim, out in Savage, he's nervous. He says, I guess I need to call HR to make arrangements for my performance review. So there we go. Hey, John, jump in on the conversation here while you're joining us over the phone lines. We've actually got a solid young conservative man in the house here in studio, just sitting in with us, listening in here this morning. He's out of Missoula, Montana. Finley Warden's his name. He worked on some campaigns this last election cycle, lives in Bozeman now. But Finley, you were a big part of the young Republicans there in the Gallatin Valley, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we really all did a lot of work to help put Tim Sheehy and Ryan Zinke over the finish line. I mean, we did this massive deployment where we flew in about 80 young Republicans from all across the country, and we ended up knocking about 10,000 doors for both Tim Sheehy and Ryan Zinke. And it was a great experience to meet all these young conservatives from across the country. And, yeah, we really did an amazing job with that. So shout out to the Bozeman Young Republicans and to the Montana Young Republicans, because they did a great job.
I was going to say, they had a big crew in Missoula as well, yeah. And it was good to see young people on our side really stepping into the fight. John, I don't know if you remember our election day coverage the day after the election, and it was, I mean, we kicked off the show just a few hours after Tim Sheehy gave his victory speech there in Bozeman, and I was at the Rockin' R Bar in Bozeman, and the two bartenders that were there, they said, hey, these young people, like the kids that are in college right now, or maybe even in high school right now, he said they are pro-Trump, they are pro-Make America Great Again, they were pro-Tim Sheehy, and Tim Sheehy told a story about being on the Bozeman campus that just solidified that.
Yeah, he's talking about the campaign. You know, what just came out yesterday, it's being reported that as soon as Kamala got installed as the nominee, her campaign manager wanted to get her into all these sports podcasts and TV shows. They thought that was the way to reach the young people, particularly the young men. And they tried to get into that, and they were turned down. Every time they tried to get on one of these big podcasters or one of these big shows about sports, they turned them down, amazingly enough. And we've all seen for years, you know, that general area is dominated by Democrats. And, you know, they throw the race card all the time, particularly with the NBA and the NFL. But amazingly enough, they didn't want to hear from her.
Yeah, very interesting. So, Finley, what do you think? First off, I'm assuming you agree with that assessment of what those Rock and R bartenders had to say. And why do you think that, especially those in their younger 20s or late teens right now, compared to those in their older 20s, why do you think they are more pro-Trump, pro-Sheehy, et cetera?
Well, I mean, as Gen Z starts to, like, grow up and get into college and start to actually get a job or make money, I mean, they're seeing increased grocery prices, increased gas prices, and we see the Democrats install Kamala, who's just such an unappealing candidate who's not speaking to any of the issues young people really care about. So, and you see Trump going on Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn going to all the fights. I mean, he really built up his character to be this super charismatic, appealing guy, and young people love it. I mean, for once, I mean, since 2016, I mean, when I was in school, all the young people hated Trump, like, whether that was coming from their parents or everything they were seeing in the news. But now that really Trump's putting himself out there as this really appealing, forward-looking guy, I mean, it's...
So even some of the young people that a few years ago didn't like Trump now do.
Yeah. I mean, especially young men who are sick of seeing this woke bullcrap in school or in their lives, yeah.
I was going to say, because you had to deal with all the stupid COVID crap, and then all you see all the furries and the transgender stuff. So that's part of what has pushed these kids towards Trump and towards the conservative movement. Very interesting. All right, hold that thought. More to follow after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think the thing I'm most obsessed with is this new government, the Department of Government Efficiency, with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. And their promise to slash $2 trillion. We are getting some insight into where they're going. You know, in 1955, there were 1.5 million words in the U.S. tax code. Ask yourself in your mind's eye, what do you think? How many words, 1955, 1.5 million words in the U.S. tax code? What do you think that is today? I mean, there are more than 16 million words. I mean, 16 times. Americans collectively spend 6.5 billion hours preparing and filing their taxes every year. You think we could fix that?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes available online or in person. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted.
Do we have enough tourists already coming to Montana? So think about it this way. You pay taxes on hotel rooms. You pay taxes on rental cars. So do the tourists. But then your taxpayer dollars are spent in other cities and other states to bring even more tourists to Montana. What if we use that money to lower your property taxes instead? We're going to talk about that on Friday's Montana Talks. But first, Tuesday, we got the Joker.
Riddle's Jewelry in Shiloh Crossing and in Rimrock Mall.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X, is going to join us heading into the 9 o'clock hour as well. Hey, John, what did you think about what Finley had to say about the young people and how even those that were against Trump in their, you know, when they were even a little bit younger, now they're turning towards Trump, and it's really kind of a backlash to all this woke transgender BS and a backlash to all the COVID BS. I mean, because these kids had to live with all the, you know, wear your mask and all that garbage.
No, he's absolutely right. And we were hearing that all the time on our spaces from people that would join in and come in and speak. and their kids are out there on the streets, say in their mid-20s, out of college, trying to make their way in the world now, and they get out there and they can't afford rent, they can't afford to buy a house, they can't afford groceries, they can't fill their gas tank. And what did they see in these last 4 years? They see this bumbling old fool, Joe Biden, and then coming in backed up by this completely empty-headed, word salad nonsense from Kamala Harris. So they had nowhere else to go but Donald Trump. It was the only choice that made sense.
I had a friend on a group chat, on one of these messaging platforms, and he had like 20 different messages where he was pocket texting, and it was a little like it. And so everybody was laughing that he, his phone was getting the best of him. I think he was fishing or something. And I told him, though, while everybody else was making fun of him, I complimented him. I said, I thought you did a wonderful job transcribing Joe Biden's latest speech. It was spot on. He could be a court reporter in retirement afterwards. So. Well, we joked about John Jackson having an annual performance review. Frances in Big Fork is on the phone lines. Uh-oh, I think she's got a performance review for us. Frances, great to hear from you.
I do. I will give you an A+ and give Jackson A.
Wow.
So I rate you better.
What? What? Oh, man. I must have given you some good cookies at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner or something.
No, you're just a good guy.
Oh, he's a great guy, though.
Yes, he is. But I know you, and I don't know him.
Well, that's why we got to get him out of the studio. He's got to come visit our friends in the Flathead, doesn't he?
Yes.
Well, that's part of the fun here, because I know there's a lot of people out there be like, oh no, I give the A+ to John Jackson. Aaron, you're lucky if we give you a B. All right, John, I got one on you at least, but I don't want to do a survey because I know you'll easily win that one, because man, it's always fun having you here on the show every Tuesday.
Francis, I want to come out there and see you, but like I said, I'm not sharing any more hotel rooms with Aaron Flint, okay? Because he wants me to spoon with him every time, and I'm just not down with it. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, okay? But it's just not the way I roll.
Hey, you're the one that keeps talking about all those guys you had to stay warm with in Ranger School, buddy. So,
Hey, you've been there as well, right? I'm sure you have.
I was a guard guy. I didn't go, actually. They didn't send guard guys to Ranger School back in the day. It was funny. I was at Fort Benning, Georgia for Infantry Officer Basic Course, and I'm like arguing with these guys. I'm like, you're supposed to go to infantry school. They're like, not in the guard, buddy. Sorry. So I went straight to Iraq instead. But they're getting better about it now. And a lot more of these younger guys, even though they're just guard and not active duty, they're sending them to Ranger School. But, man, I fought to try to go. Instead, I ended up going straight to Iraq. So there you go.
Oh, but what I mean is, I know you've been there as far as just been down, dirty, miserable, and you just got to do what you got to do to stay warm.
Nope.
I'm sure you've been there.
We violated security and lit a campfire instead. We're like, all right, we'll so, all right. Hey, we got to talk about Canada. We got to talk about Governor Trudeau coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. That's when a lot more of our Canadian friends will be able to listen in as well. So stand by. More with the Joker after this.